beginnen gerade da gesagt das gige da von base genommen base gen das master beginnen das gemar schlimm mach ich einfach are going to pay attention to you Perish Asherash explains why we're picking Kecheres. It's because only over there, where there's nothing to do but to break it, in Agalas, Namakleish Shatif, but regarding a vessel that can be table, Yishma Shabbat, well, he'll listen and hold table. It's a wonder. Why would he listen more over here than my food items and beverages? That, and if you're going to say, Vimshim Deles Lutar B'mikvah, if you're going to say, because, you know, there's no way of purifying food items, oh, well, that's my food. I'm mashkin my clothing. Bringing some beverages. You can do hashaka. That's a way of having the liquids touching the mikvah waters, and that actually does purify it. And only more of a kimaskina when the Gemara concludes the mitzvah lehu that, oh, it's no problem. We could borrow the vessel. We table it anyway. And if the Amorites tables it, so why does the one who is borrowing it have to table it again? Additionally, and ve'ila tzarchan, and if you're saying that it's from himself that he tables it, so why would he table it more than breaking the rhythm of vessel? But just like for breaking he's not going to listen, so to table he's not going to listen. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. He says, rather, it seems to explain, when he says, is he going to pay attention to you? In other words, that he's not going to, the Amaret's not going to listen to purify. So so the Chav is not allowed to borrow at all. And that's by Klesheres, of a Klesheretiv, but not regarding a Klesheretiv. That meaning Shish Olabahem, it's going on, but that you can borrow from them, because that the Chavar could table when he borrows it. But truth is that, yeah, Klesheretiv would be Tamei for Chavarim before they table it, not like Rashi. Next, this must begin with the Gemara, Tmei Mace. So we treat it as a Tmei Mace. Well, then it should require Hazal Gimel Rashish, require being spread in day 3, day 7. Now, regarding what the previously was said, the Kama, that the Gemara said that Kisha Linon, oh, no problem. When we borrow Matilan, we table it, and we're not concerned for Thomas Mess, and we didn't require Hazah, and with Dinafla Lafaydis Mimeno, and when his kerchief, his turban falls off from him, with the Gemara brought in Afchaz. And the nice kutim, the Gemara need the flamed gimel. Shetabal, the door is the big chaver where he tabled and he steps on the garments of a chaver. And that's enough. In all these cases that we're discussing, and we don't require him being sprayed day 3 and day 7, we see obviously the leitam that they don't contaminate. El mishamama aretz, only because that's na'am aretz. And the belechashina tamas mes, that in general, we're not concerned for tamas mes. The reason is, because we treat it as such, but in general, yeah, we're not chayshish for that. And as we see that we use it. We're not concerned that maybe it was tama from a dead person. Obviously, as long as we don't know that it was tama's mess, so then we're not going to make such a gzer like we see in all these ma'amar kaimas that don't have that concern. Next time, master begins with the gemara by tefila mahemni, and you think he's not believed regarding Tvilo? I have a temple in the Bryce, Nemnam Ars Lamam Chulo, that the Amart is believed. So Perish Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is that Kivin Amart, since you're saying that we're not concerned for borrowing, and that is because Hashem and the Tzachlat, the one that borrows from has the table, so almost you see Lamam and Tvilo, that we don't believe him on the Tvilo, and that's the Gemara says, we see we do believe him. But Akashra B'chon, but B'chon finds this difficult Rashi interpretation, because my Park Lamam is Neaton. What's the Gemara asking from the Bryce? Then Nemana Tomas Mes, that Amoritz is believed regarding Tomas Mes, the Gemara didn't say that the one that borrows has the table, Rak Tomas Erev, that's only for a Tuma of that evening. Abel Tuma Zayin, but regarding a Tuma like of a mess that's for 7 days, like Kamar, the Gemara never said such a thing. And actually, the Kalila Zayin, the Gemara says actually, Loi Mushlin, so people don't borrow thus for 7 days, because that's like the Gemara concludes. That the reason why Basil didn't respond to Bishamai, that we table, because it won't help for Thomas Mess. So basically, Tzitz is asking, maybe you could say that, yeah, by Kalim, that you need Thomas Erev, so they're lax and they don't table. But regarding Kalim, that would tell me from Avatoma, so maybe they do table. just you can't use it because maybe it wasn't day three, day seven yet. And that's why Beisol did not respond that to Beis Shammai. So that's a difficulty on Rashi interpretation that you can make such a chiluk. Tirtz Mayri, and my teacher answered that the Gemara's question, the koya hod the kama, is going on this that the Gemara said, Nahad Beisol Beis Shammai. Beisol should have responded to Beis Shammai, but Pilin the Kalim, that we told the Kalim, and that you could borrow from them. Masik the more concludes, it says no delay dummy. You can't compare what we're talking about over here to all Tumas that we're not concerned and we table because they give them Beshame Mitam. Since Beshame says it's Tami because of the Jain Klicheras Matzal Matumas oil, that the Klicheras does not save from Tumas of oil, as a Sugi goes through that. Imkin Boyazogim of Zain. So it requires to be sprayed day 3 and day 7. And the imnish tamash beklehem, if you're going to use them, even if it didn't pass day 3, day 7 yet, nemon, or the gear says, because noima, you're going to say, shehim nemonim, because they believe lahatzel ala kel, or the gear says, ala kelim, because they say, shalin it move a mess, and now become coming from a mess, so therefore, really, you should not need day 3, day 7. But mat lahachi, and therefore, parach, the Gemara asks, atfilas to may mess. That the halacha Beis Shammai is talking about, we're going to lutaris kelim b'tfila, purifying his vessels in tfila with a non-belief. And the Gemara is asking from this that we learn that b'magad tmei meis, from the touch of a tmei meis with a non-belief. And the Gemara is asking the comment is that you say shebishar tumeis mabil and the other tumeis that we can borrow from them because we tayvul lefishu tumeisav because it's tumeis from the evening, and amratzim are they careless about it? Therefore, they're not trusted. Halach over here by the halach of Beis Shammai, by Hazah. Even if you say that you're going to table, and we say that they believed, but Rishon because maybe wasn't Gimel Bazayin yet. The Kachle Hadrus who basically Beis Shammai, different Beis Shammai did not respond to Beis Shammai that we table because the Lemahani made the tefillah to Beis Shammai because that's not going to be helpful at all. The tefillah according to Beis Shammai because the Chashin Mekalim because we're concerned about the vessel Shlehitzel Am Oretz Oisay Mitumas Oil that it doesn't protect from Mitumas Oil from the mess. And it's tummy. So therefore, even if you table it, maybe it wasn't didn't pass day 3, day 7 yet, and therefore you cannot borrow from them. Therefore, the Gemara is asking, is that to say that the Lord does not believe that he protected from the oil of mess? That's the Gemara's question. We do see that he is believed regarding his camp, regarding that of Thomas Mess. And that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. Because we were stringent on him in the beginning, he called it a b'sefer, we're lenient on him at the end. What does that mean? So, Pirush Rashi explains, t'chilasai means hazaasai, in the beginning, about the spring, as the Gemara points out, we were machmanim. So, sefer, at the end, we were mekel, which is regarding the tefillah, is immersion that we do believe. And the reason is, we're talking about the little that he doesn't have to go out on table again. So, one has to look into this, because the nerve makabo chaymer, we should learn from makabo chaymer, that we do trust him regarding Azaz. And we should say, Ma Kalim, She'ain, Nem, and Altvilas, if regarding Kalim, that we don't believe Mandat Tzvi, like we said before. That when we borrow from him, we tivel, and still, Nem and Alzazan, he's believed regarding the spring, as we saw previously, that the regular Kalim not concerned about Tumas Mes. And that is because we say that if it became Tumay Fishor sprayed it, so Gufa regarding his own body, She'nem and Altvilas, where he is believed regarding his Tvila to see tivled. As we had Rashi previously had said that. That he's careful with his tefillah, that he shouldn't have to table again. So in the din shem nazasa, isn't the kavuchemah that should be believed regarding his spring? So why don't we believe him? So on that vamalayim, my teacher says the ad kan lemehem ba'azos kelim. Where do we find that he believed regarding his vessel being sprayed? His elikish abal avanein only became in front of us. But my sister shleinit mumbes did not become tamei from mess. And he's believed because leishchech it's not so common, as Taisa said in the previous dimaskul of tamei. Now avalim bala hazes, but if he's coming. He greases his tummy, he's coming to spray it, and he says, already sprayed? Ain't an emon. He's not believed. The like gufa, even if it's not on his body. Because, yeah, we don't believe him that he did it. And Tana Mokhba Tesefta, similar in Tesefta, Amor Chabola Hazes, Mazna Law, Val Caleb, Achigam Yom, only spray on him in his vessel after 3 days, we don't believe him. Yeshma Farshim, some explain. What this means, Mitechaymer, is that Chilasa in the beginning means Bala Hazim, when they're coming to spray. Saif at the end is Umar Hisisi. He says, I did spray. We're saying that since you were stringent on him in the beginning when he's coming to spray and he agrees to his stomach that you don't believe him afterwards to say that he already sprayed. So, therefore, So that means that in the beginning, where he says he's tummy and he's great, so therefore, the truth is that you're stringing him in the beginning when he's coming to spray, and he agrees that he's tummy, then he's not going to be believed afterwards to say he already sprayed. That mitorchach that is where in the beginning he says that he was tummy and he already sprayed. That's when we are mekel. According to that interpretation, he's not believed on this tefillah, and then there's not a kavul chaim. This one says, however, ha'ilam lemigris taharis mes, which is tomat da'aza, filo b'tesef t'tanya tefillas mes, which that actually sounds like Rashi. And therefore the girsa would seem to point like Rashi. Next says not to begin with the Gemara, meaning because one says the words again taharis mes versus that of tefillas mes. That's the tefillah. Next says not to begin with the Gemara klishnim achayle b'mashke. It's a vessel that the outside the exterior became tummy from a liquid, which dimidaraisa biblically in oichal mashke b'tava kli. Food and beverage cannot be metame a kli, but rabbanu the gazer, rabbanu a geyser. And this is rabbinic halacha b'shamashke zava zava because it can be confused with the beverage of a zava zava, which could be metame kli b'mideraisa. Kedis v'nida davzayin v'bez. Ovid beit rabbanu nekeidu l'gavayin. That's rabbanu made a differentiation regarding it. Of this rabbinic law, keichad l'alisa v'la trumah b'kachim, so that one does not burn trumah kachim, because it can mean perik elmum, like the Moses and Chayz Avlam b'chasim v'alav, because one's only allowed to burn it if it's biblical tam, and not if it's rabbinic tam. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara. Mokum shindiki adas tzeivin. People are very delicate. That's where they're tzeivin, where they dip. Pishrash. He says chaykin b'shulei kara base cable. They would carve out in the bottom of the pot like a receptacle. Ba'goyva saviv, and the height of the vessel is all the way around. And b'neis matech cable. They put in that receptacle chaymes b'chardol vinegar and mustard. Hekshav al-Khan says imkain. If that's the case, so l'trumba tami kula. Most of the whole thing should become tummy, because kimin de tummy chakak, since it's concealed this carving out, migodim teich teich is it different than the inside of the inside, which elsewhere says that only the teich is metame not teich teich. That's where the tummy is in the inner part, and then the outer part's not tummy. But it sounds like that if the inner part is lower than the outer part, like the case we're discussing, so then if the other everything becomes tummy, and let's make a din. So I was saying it's only b'kaidish. So b'tzorich litzchi b'lemi, you have to push and say the hachi perish amasnid. This is what the Mishnah means. Acharayim, the exterior of the inside, and the area of the tzvita. Im nitma achayim, if the exterior becomes tummy, le nitma toicha beis tzvita. Then the inside and the beis tzvita does not become tummy. Nitma toicha, if the inside becomes tummy, and then therefore by default it was beis tzvita because that's like the toich toicha, as Tais is asking. Then nitma achayim, then the outside becomes tummy because they are the same thing. The teich teich and the teich, which is the base of tzvita, according to what Rashi says. Now, Sayyid says that imkain l'pir zeh, based on this interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, that he says that tzvita is where you tzvita, where you hold on to it. Rabbi Asi, who says that it's where you do this dipping, that chalukin him b'feresh Mishnah, that they're disagreeing regarding how to explain the Mishnah, and Mitzvahim wants to look into this, again, because it's a whole different translation of the tumah of is that automatically included in teich. Or not.